Tuesday, December 10th. What do you guys know about cloud kitchens? Not the brand, but the idea of cloud kitchens. They could be called virtual kitchens, shared kitchens. I've been hearing about it, and I've been hearing about it more and more and more to where I'm like finally kind of digging in a little bit. If you're unaware, it's essentially a faceless restaurant. It's a restaurant with no physical space. It's just a brand of a restaurant based on delivery. And there are two sides to the business. There are the people that own the kitchen space. So you're like a landlord, right? You buy a warehouse and you set up 20 little kitchens in this big warehouse. Think of like WeWork or a co-working space, but it's a co-cooking space. And you rent it out to a virtual food brand that doesn't want to have a physical location, right? They don't want to pay front of the house staff. They don't want to get tables and chairs and have people walking in and sitting and dealing with them and servers and whatnot. They just want to cook their food, build a brand, and deliver it to people. And around these kitchens, there's a lot of tech. Like they're all, third-party applications like Uber Eats and DoorDash and whatnot will be performing the delivery in most cases. And then there's a ton of tech around it where you'll be informed that your customers like to order these two items between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. because it's like a lunch item. So you would like know to make more of them, more of that during that time frame. It's really intriguing, and it's 100% where, the future is headed with everything. Food delivery is, has always been a thing, but now it's not slowing down anytime soon. With all these apps and Caviar and Postmates and whatever, just the idea of the on-demand world and the gig economy. You have people who want to work like this on demand, like, hey, I can come in and cook for 2 hours or deliver for 4 hours or whatever it is. And there are people who are mostly are like, just want convenience in their life, especially the younger generation, just used to everything being accessible from their phones. So the idea that my food costs are going to essentially go down because you can buy in bulk, right? If I'm a part of one of these 20 people in this WeWork for cooking, and we all need, or 12 of the 20 need potatoes, there's economies of scale there where it's going to bring down my food costs. And I think for the consumer, ultimately, because of these, cost-cutting things, it's not going to be cost prohibitive to order in anymore. Well, we might be a while away from that, but I think we're going to get to a point where it might even be cheaper to dine home and have somebody bring you your food than actually going to a restaurant, even with the fees for delivering whatever. I think we're headed there. And once you get to a point where, there's healthy stuff that, like, it's almost like going to be having a personal chef that is just not here with you. Like, I want healthy stuff. I just call this brand that doesn't exist that I can't actually walk to, and they just like cook my stuff and bring it to me for a minimal cost. Sounds like a home run. And it will be a part of all of our lives shortly. I know it's really not even close to mainstream yet, but start thinking about those virtual brands, guys. Those of you who ever wanted to be a restaurateur, this could be your chance. You don't even have to actually have deal with customers and a lot of the bullshit that comes along with running and operating a restaurant. You don't have to pay rent, especially in a city like this, which is very tough to do and stay open. Obviously, you have to be pretty good at building a brand because there's going to be no location, or walk-in traffic or anything like that. So really interesting moving parts to something like this. So has my the wheels turning here? Do I think I'm getting back to the restaurant world? Absolutely not. But if I were, I think the idea of a virtual restaurant brand is way more intriguing and possible than, what we all are used to when you think about dining out. Anyhow, check it out if you have some time. It's a cool thing that we're going to all need to know about. Cloud kitchens.